We pass from their discipline to their numbers. We shall not find it easy to define them with any tolerable accuracy. We may compute, however, that the legion, which was itself a body of 6,831 Romans, might, with its attendant auxiliaries, amount to about 12,500 men. The peace establishment of Hadrian and his successors was composed of no less than 30 of these formidable brigades, and most probably formed a standing force of 375,000 men. Instead of being confined within the walls of fortified cities, which the Romans considered as the refuge of weakness or pusillanimity, the legions were encamped on the banks of the great rivers and along the frontiers of the barbarians. The navy maintained by the emperors might seem inadequate to their greatness, but it was fully sufficient for every useful purpose of government. The ambition of the Romans was confined to the land, nor was that warlike people ever actuated by the enterprising spirit which had prompted the navigators of Tyre, of Carthage, and even of Marseille to enlarge the bounds of the world and to explore the most remote coasts of the ocean. To the Romans, the ocean remained an object of terror rather than of curiosity. The whole extent of the Mediterranean, after the destruction of Carthage and the extirpation of the pirates, was included within their provinces. The policy of the emperors was directed only to preserve the peaceful dominion of that sea and to protect the commerce of their subjects. The empire was above 2,000 miles in breadth, from the wall of Antoninus and the northern limits of Dacia to Mount Atlas and the Tropic of Cancer. That it extended in length more than 3,000 miles from the Western Ocean to the Euphrates. That it was situated in the finest part of the temperate zone, between the 24th and 56th degrees of northern latitude, and that it was supposed to contain above 1,600,000 square miles, for the most part of fertile and well-cultivated land. It is not alone by the rapidity or extent of conquest that we should estimate the greatness of Rome. The sovereign of the Russian deserts commands a larger portion of the globe. In the 10th summer after his passage on the Hellespont, Alexander erected the Macedonian trophies on the banks of the Hypasus. Within less than a century, the irresistible Zingis and the Mogul princes of his race spread their cruel devastations and transient empire from the Sea of China to the confines of Egypt and Germany. But the firm edifice of Roman power was raised and preserved by the wisdom of ages. The obedient provinces of Trajan and the Antonines were united by laws and adorned by arts. They might occasionally suffer from the partial abuse of delegated authority. But the general principle of government was wise, simple, and beneficent. They enjoyed the religion of their ancestors, whilst in civil honors and advantages they were exalted by just degrees to an equality with their conquerors. The policy of the emperors and the Senate, as far as it concerned religion, was happily seconded by the reflections of the enlightened and by the habits of the superstitious part of their subjects. The various modes of worship which prevailed in the Roman world were all considered by the people as equally true, by the philosopher as equally false, and by the magistrate as equally useful. And thus toleration produced not only mutual indulgence, but even religious concord. The deities of 1,000 groves and 1,000 streams possessed in peace their local and respective influence. Nor could the Roman who deprecated the wrath of the Tiber deride the Egyptian who presented his offering to the beneficent genius of the Nile. The visible powers of nature, the planets and the elements, were the same throughout the universe. The invisible governors of the moral world were inevitably cast in a similar mold of fiction and allegory. Every virtue and even vice acquired its divine representative, every art and profession its patron, whose attributes in the most distant ages and countries were uniformly derived from the character of their peculiar votaries. a republic of gods of such opposite tempers.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。